This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all out there across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, on their website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the biggest markets, radio markets in America. Thank you so very much for that privilege and opportunity. And we're also broadcasting on many of the leading independent stations right there in your backyard. And we certainly agree and love being able to talk to the folks out there all across America and hearing from them as they react to us either in the chat room or by email or on the telephone. Any way you want works for us. And, of course, we also have a special shout-out that goes out every single show to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for getting the job done, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail all around the countryside, our suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel, the jet fuel, and other petroleum products to where we need to go so we can go. And you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out. Find our podcast over there. Find links to the guests that we have on the show. You can go over and visit their websites from there. And all sorts of different things you can take advantage of here at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Out there in California, La La Land, where it's not too bad tonight, I guess, because I don't see any really bad weather around him. We've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody. 66 degrees.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Well, guess what there, my friend? It is still 81 degrees.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Now, that's not hot. That's not bad. You know, there's been some nights we've been sitting here. It's been 85 to 88, 87 degrees, you know, but not tonight. Uh-uh. So I'll take what I got. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we emphasize in the middle of all of that our two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yes.
See? There you go. Some people say, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean by that? What's that all about? Well, listen to what I say, and then go back and tell me that it's not, by taking reference to where some of this is some of the bills were signed and all the different stuff that became law in America and the meetings that they had, they were done in churches.
Well, they were, and of course, but also you've got the very basis of our system of laws, common law and so forth, is based on the on things like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, or these kinds of things. It's all contained.
Now, I'm going to start with a couple of things this hour, a little bit different than normal. First of all, the Alabama Secretary of State has appealed the redistricting case to the U.S. Supreme Court and asked them to consider an emergency stay in the redistricting case over the state's voting districts, where they had to put in two minority black-oriented districts, according to the election laws from the federal government.
Very interesting. And again, that's all part of the process, isn't it? That's why we have that third branch of government that can make that determination on constitutionality.
Well, they want to stay so that they can have this heard in a court of appeals. And it's already been to a court of appeals, one of them anyway, the small one. It could go up to the higher level to where they get all the judges instead of just the three that sat in on it. But it's probably going to wind up in the Supreme Court again. There's a lot of cases. The Supreme Court is going to be really busy the rest of the year.
Indeed, it will be, yes.
And with all the challenges coming from Trump and company, right?
Well, especially. That's right. This is going to be an election year like we've never seen, ever.
Now, the California legislature out there, your state, just passed a bill requiring that a child's choice of his or her gender identity shall be taken into consideration in custody cases. And if a parent does not agree with the child's views, the courts can take that into account when deciding on whether or not the parents are fit to keep their own child. What the hell is going on out there?
Well, you wonder why they're fit to pass such laws, Captain.
Well, I'm wondering.
Well, yes, of course. Well, the idea that that minor children have this ability, I think, is entirely debatable, to say the least. And certainly, what this does really, it means that if you don't agree politically somehow, then the courts can do something to take away your children. That's terrible.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to put Kathy to work. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And lock that in right on the dial and you've got me in.
By the way, if you want to find us on the radio and you can't find us on the radio because of wherever you're at, you can always find us on the internet. If you've got cell service and internet service to your phone, just go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Scroll down a little ways, and you'll see the Listen Live button, and that's the live show that's going on right now. And after the show is over, then it will play on a loop the rest of the day until the next live show comes on and starts all over again. Or you can go to GCNLive.com website and click on the link that's over there for Listen Live, and you'll be able to hear me over there, too. Or any one of our radio station affiliates that you can get my flagship stations here, Salem AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, either one of those, or any other station that's out there in the area. Again, the Salem stations, I know they're there because I've seen them, and they're identified as such. So there you go. Okay, now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. Everything he's got for sale is on special sale right now because he's celebrating his 20th year of doing business. Yep, 20 years of selling MyPillows. 80 million MyPillows have been sold during that 20-year period. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And whammo bammo, you get the discount on all the different things that you'll see that are there for sale. In addition, if you want to call them up, there's a phone number, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. You can call up that number, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and get answers to your questions or be able to order right there anything that you want to order. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Go over there and check it out. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the CDC is out there, and a panel
urging the broad use of the updated COVID vaccines. And this is the next big push that's coming.
Yes, that's right. I fear, Captain, that this kind of announcement means that we're going to see more cases, you know, being reported, this kind of thing. But certainly, you know, people need to ask their doctor if they think that they should go get another vaccine shot or something. But again, just because it's there doesn't mean that the entire population probably has to go out and do this again.
Well, I have frequent blood tests done because of what I've got going on with me. And I had one last month, and it was noticed that my antibodies were up fairly high. And my doctor said right to me right away, says, you don't need to have a COVID shot. Your antibodies are up. You've had the COVID. You still got the antibodies in your system, and you're fine. You're good to go. I said, thank you very much. That's what I wanted to hear. So if you've had COVID and you haven't had a blood test since, you need to go get one. They're not that expensive if you have to pay for it. Otherwise, your insurance covers it. But get a blood test and find out what it is that your blood reading is, and maybe you don't have to worry about getting a shot either.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things about COVID, especially now if we're looking at, you know, large-scale vaccinations again, or the availability at least thereof, I think it begs the question, where did COVID come from again? Why do we even have to be thinking about this or worrying about this or taking more vaccinations for this? I think it needs to be more front and center, especially during the election year, as to the origins of COVID-19, for goodness sakes.
Right, and you're right. Now, the Border Patrol is set to book out targets to bring migrant custody numbers to manageable levels amid some new laws and regulations that are out there. In other words, you're going to cook the books.
Yeah, I guess so. When all else fails, right? All else fails.
Yeah, we don't want you to know that there's 110,000 people a month or whatever coming in. We're going to cook the books so it'll only look like it's only 10,000.
Well, exactly. Why not? I mean, at this point, we're not really surprised by any of this, but people understand exactly what the illegal immigration issue means to this country and to their lives every day.
And then they've lost like 170,000 of them that were released in the country somewhere to come back and appear in court, and they have no idea where they're at.
Well, exactly right. And we just remembered the 22nd anniversary of 9/11.
Yep.
And gee whiz, do you think anybody can get into the country, Captain, who has some pretty nefarious plans? I don't know, like terrorists? Do you think they could just sneak across the border?
Oh, I know they could. So do you. I know they could. So do you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. Yeah. So, again, this is, I mean, we just went through this again to remember all the, you know, the thousands of people that died on 9/11 and the sneak attack and everything. And we're just sort of creating that same atmosphere again. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Now, I want you to listen to this real close. And to my brother and sister firefighters in New York City, and first responders, EMS, and police officers, too. New York City Mayor Adams has just agreed to cut the overtime for the first responders so he can supplement his immigration crisis he's got going on. Now he wants them to work for free, taking care of some of these, and they're calling them migrants. They're not migrants, illegals that are in his city.
You know, I don't know how low can you go on that one, Captain. You know, the first responders and so forth, they didn't ask for this huge influx.
Nope.
They're trying to do their job. It's the city of New York that declared itself a sanctuary city, and now they have a lot of people, I guess, to give sanctuary to. So why do the first responders have to pay the price for that?
And there's something else that happens when they talk about free. Free means that, guess what? Their insurance may not cover them if something goes wrong.
Well, exactly right, because then they're not working worker for hire at that point. They're not employed, I guess, technically doing that job. So that's right. So the first thing the mayor ought to be doing is making sure that the people that come running, and again, we just remembered September 11th. My goodness gracious, how soon we forget. The first thing the mayor ought to be doing, Captain, is making sure the first responders are taken care of, you know, and ready to help the city if needed. Gee whiz.
Now, CNN hammered the New Mexico governor for her position on the suspending the Second Amendment rights for concealed carry and open carry in Albuquerque for 30 days by reading her the Constitution.
Well, that's right. Poppy Harlow talked to New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham, and she read from Article 2, Section 6, where it talks about no law shall abridge the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms for security and defense, etc. Then she asked Grisham, she said, are you in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's Constitution? Grisham responded, saying, I don't believe that we are. And she went on to claim that if that narrow reading of the Constitution were followed, basically, they wouldn't have background checks and all this other stuff. But, Captain, you can't just suspend a constitutional right by a whim. The state can't do that. The federal government of the U.S. Constitution is supreme in that regard.
Nope, and this court is being sped up the line. She gets to the Supreme Court. When it gets there, they're going to shut her down.
Well, no kidding. And, you know, to hear somebody so cavalierly talking about, well, this Constitution, I'm just paraphrasing here, you know, this constitutional right, you know, I just don't, we can't deal with that right now, basically, is very, very scary because, Captain, what other constitutional rights do you think somebody could declare a state of emergency for and then deprive you?
Well,
maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe of your due process.
Maybe Let's California. Maybe California, because California Republicans are upset and up in arms over the new gun and ammo laws that are headed over to Governor Newsom's desk. It's called a brutal attack on the Second Amendment.
Well, that's right, because stuff that you want to curtail or get rid of, you tax, you know, overwhelmingly, and make it very, very difficult for somebody to be able to obtain these kinds of items. So it's an end run around. I have a feeling eventually this will go up. In fact, we'll ask Mark Walters about this later on in the program as well. I'm itching to hear what he has to say about something like this. But I think eventually, again, this would be a basic question of, are you trying to deprive somebody of their right to self-defense via the Second Amendment?
And Ayatollah Khomeini is marking the $6 billion September 11th ceremony that he got for himself with a speech celebrating America's demise by shouting again, death to America.
And then now he's got $6 billion.
Great. Yep, he's got $6 billion and Joe Biden's had it stuck you out up as you know what again, and so have we, the American people. Okay, folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to have the bottom of the hour, and your stations get a chance to do what they do, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has opened an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
McCarthy pointed to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son Hunter have denied any wrongdoing. There's growing concern about an increase in Vibrio infections, a type of flesh-eating bacteria in the U.S. Vibrio now emerging up the East Coast. The bacteria, often associated with the consumption of contaminated raw oysters, flourishes in brackish water. Due to a shift in consumer behavior, McDonald's will be making some changes, which include getting rid of self-serve soda machines at their restaurants, as well as making restaurants with smaller or no dining room areas. The changes come as a response to the decline of customers choosing to dine in. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And by the way, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is a concern that I have gone to, and they're the ones that found my problem and literally saved my, not only my life, but saved my leg. Because I was in running the risk of perhaps having to lose my left foot, again, my left leg, as I almost did 22 years ago at the World Trade Center. And they got it all corrected and things brought back under control again. So all I can tell you is that their phone number is 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. If you're having problems, give them a call. They can probably help you out or tell you who could. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, and we've got a caller on the line. Are you ready?
Indeed.
It's none other than Aaron up in Colorado. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, what's up? What's good morning there, Gene? $1.2 million to each individual black American in the name of reparations, a.k.a. 40 acres and where's my damn meal? And the thing is, though, of course, Professor Poppy, you live in the land of nuts, and there's no way the taxpayers of California can afford $1.2 million for each black American citizen that apparently their ancestors were of slaves. And my suggestions of this reparation insanity is that go after the 15 slave states that actually did have slaves. Because California never had slaves. They never had cotton where black Americans were picking cotton in California. Now, the other 15 slaves did. So if you want to go, if you want reparations, a.k.a. the 40 acres and where's my damn mule, I would go after those 15 slave states and leave California alone because California is not poor, but California is poor. Anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, adios.
All right. You know something? That was a good one. You got yeah. us going there. Aaron, let me just say something, okay? First of all, I don't think that's a done deal in California yet, is it?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of opposition to it. In fact, we just saw a poll in the last couple of days showing a pretty good majority of Californians not wanting something like that to happen. But Aaron's right. I don't know where the money would come from. There are ways of, because part of this too is divisive in the sense that, America needs to create opportunities for all Americans. When we start going down this road, it I think creates a lot more problems than it will possibly ever solve.
Well, I agree with you all the way around, because again, I realize reparation sounds wonderful. It sounds great. It sounds fantastic. But who are you going to give the money to if you got no money to give to begin with? And all it's going to do is put you deeper in debt when I think you've got laws out there, too. Aren't you supposed to balance your budgets out there?
Yes, as a matter of fact. But again, it's being driven by a political issue, I just don't know if there's critical mass to do something like that. And that's not to try to minimize the effect of slavery in this country, part of its history, and so forth. It just seems like some people may want to drive this thing because it creates this sort of political thing for them. And we'll just have to see where this goes.
Well, I just can't see it flying because if you don't have the money to begin with, and the only way you're going to get it is to raise the taxes on everybody, and you're part of that everybody, I'm sure you want to pay extra taxes to pay reparations.
Well, but see, even at the heart of it becomes some sort of virtue signaling kind of
thing. Wait a minute. I didn't get an answer. I said, I'm sure you're willing to pay that extra money to see to it they get their reparations, right?
Well, I think a lot of Californians don't have extra money to do more taxes.
Now, wait a minute. You're beating around the bush. It's a yes or no answer here. You don't want to give them any money for that, do you?
Well, if it's a tax, it's a tax. But you have your own representation and to try to get around things like that or to try to stop things you don't particularly agree with. But generally speaking, I think it's going to be a very difficult sell, even the state of affairs in California right now.
You've been in California too long. Down here in Florida, we do things the right way. Yes or no? There's no in between. There's no in between.
But as a general perspective, the California's, I think a lot of it's being advanced here to make a sort of a test case to go to other parts of the country, this kind of thing. Because the one thing is that if somebody says, well, I don't agree with reparations at all, it means that somehow you're pro-slavery or you're not sensitive to this and this kind of thing. So it is a way of pigeonholing people into something that, again, you can use as a political bludgeon, and I don't think that that's really a great idea. It doesn't actually help us become a more unified society, realizing that between white Americans, black Americans, any ethnic group you can think of, Americans, we have to maintain this flame of freedom. You know, we can't be fighting ourselves all the time because people are out there saying we're just waiting for the U.S. to disintegrate. You know, one of the things in your interview that was done with Sebastian Gorka, you talked about wanting to make the country great again.
Yep.
Well, the only country in the world that you can't make great is the United States, because that's somehow verboten.
Mm-hmm.
But if people in other countries, everybody says, well, we want to make our country pretty great. And everybody goes, you go, because you want to make your country great. The U.S. is the only one, it seems like, that just can't be great.
It's called having pride in your country.
Well, sure, sure.
And,
but for some reason,
the other side of the aisle, unfortunately, doesn't have any pride in themselves, let alone the country.
Well, exactly. But again, the notion that, you know, trying to make America great is seen as overly patriotic,
mm-hmm.
right? It's seen as being somehow based in racism, which is ridiculous. But again, it's used to, in order to divide. So even people who want to fly the flag or now somehow have some problem and you can't fly the flag, otherwise you're being divisive. I mean, you see how this keeps going, and they're not going to stop until they get it to where they want it to be, and that is to make it crack.
Well, there's some female black district attorney there in California that keeps talking about everything that goes against her is racist.
Well, sure, and that is the sanctuary of somebody who says I can't meet you on the battlefield of ideas, as it were. I can't meet you square on. So I'm going to set it up so that anything you do is just going to be called this horrible thing, and therefore you're going to not want to say anything because you don't want to be called a racist. And that's not argumentation. That's manipulation. And that's not where we make advancements at all.
No, and you're right. And when somebody does that to you, you need to sock it right back in their face and say, hey, you want to talk about racist? Look at you. Look at you. Listen to you. You are being the racist. And then back off and watch them get all upset.
Right. Well, people will run to that. I'm not talking about any particular skin color of person. I'm talking anybody can sort of set that up. Yeah, if anybody can set that up and then try to virtue signal. You see how non-racist I am if I call somebody else a racist? See how that works?
Okay, I got one. I got the latest one that's racist for you. Ready?
Sure.
McDonald's is going to get rid of their self-service soda stations in their restaurants to reduce theft. Because people are stealing extra soft drinks.
Well, you know, the soft drink thing is almost all profit, right? I mean, it's just really something. But they're couching it with this. They're saying, well, we want to make a consistent experience. So what it means is you have to go up to the counter and ask a real person to refill your soda.
Yeah, good luck. And then they charge you for it. Okay, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing gonna go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wired, full of diesel and ready for hire. Well, I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat, and steel. I don't waste time, I make time. Tearing a strip off the white line. I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate in 5 states, 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait, and 2 I've never been. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel kid jammer, a rig jockey, highway slammer. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Big grammar, I'm hauling it low from Alabama all the way to Timbuktu. I'm from the left coast, the west coast, California sun, where the chill on the most. I follow 309, the teddy bears goes all the way to New Orleans. I've been from underpaid to PA, all the way down to LA.
long way. There ain't much that I haven't seen.
It's an oldie but goodie that I haven't played in a while, Kyle, because I kind of forgot how to find it, and I found it accidentally. That's the Roadhammers, our old group that we used to have here and feature a lot with the I'm a Roadhammer song. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that very, very much.
Yeah, well, it was always very popular when we played it, so I got it back in the collection again. And they, of course, are a Canadian group, and they still travel. I haven't seen them around here lately. But I know they travel all around the northern part of the U.S. Speaking of which, we're going to get you out there in the West Coast and tell us what's going on.
Well, Captain, right now we're near Phoenix, Arizona, just in the Phoenix area, and especially just east of Phoenix and over towards Globe. You've got strong thunderstorms can impact those areas right now. We've also got some flooding advisories there. Flooding could be caused by excessive rainfall. That's going to go on till early this morning, so be careful there. And when we take a look at the radar map right now this hour, you better believe it. You've got lots and lots of rain, heavy at times, just in the Phoenix area. Again, just sort of east of Phoenix, a little bit northeast, and certainly over towards the border with New Mexico. So also in New Mexico itself, near Socorro, if you're coming down Interstate 25 through Socorro, down through to a place called Truth or Consequences, lots and lots of rain coming across the interstate there. That's going to spread westward over towards Winston and Trout Valley over to Buckhorn as well. So be careful out there.
Well, tonight, folks, you're going to talk about a little bit of fall weather, a little bit of crisp weather there. It's called the frost, and we've got us a big old frost up there in northern Minnesota from the northwestern corner of Minnesota, right on the North Dakota line, Canadian line, all the way across to Duluth, Minnesota, to the upper peninsula, western side of Michigan, and then over just east of the Twin Cities, over towards Wisconsin, and the northern part of Wisconsin, again, to encompass the western half of the upper peninsula of Michigan as well. Now, over to the east side of the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got some rain, some showers over there tonight, and got some lake flooding going on Lake Michigan. But we just now, in the last hour, picked up a big bank of fog, which is right along the Wisconsin state line with Illinois. So when you're going down to Illinois and you get that last 20 miles or so headed down I-75, you're going to be in it. Also, you're going to be in it if you're going north out of Chicago about the time you get up there to the Wisconsin state line for about 25 miles. Now, moving over to the east, we've got a line of fog right there along the Pennsylvania line west, down through Pittsburgh, down through the mountains there, down into West Virginia, the mountains in West Virginia, and the southeastern corner, just a little bit of Ohio as well. Change in the temperature, colder weather coming across, meeting that warmer weather. Could have some rain, heavy rain, in the mid-south today. West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, but up the East Coast, okay, from Jersey, the eastern part of Pennsylvania, up through the Poconos, up into Binghamton, over across towards Poughkeepsie, New York City to be included, Long Island to be included, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts, eastern New Hampshire, and starting to get a little bit damp up there in Maine as Hurricane Lee is moving closer and closer, not only to you, but also to the shoreline and headed towards Nova Scotia and or Newfoundland up there for over the weekend. That's going to make landfall, looks like, sometime over the weekend. And it is starting to move in your general direction. So you're going to have some interesting weather. We've got riptide warnings and strong currents all along the eastern seaboard. So you got to be real careful as to what's going on. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can save money, get great offers, and get great amenities, access to great amenities through their My Rewards Plus app. Once again, check them out at pilotflyingj.com.
And by the way, I want to chime in and say hello to Willie, one of our Fire Department of New York friends, and Willie and I have been talking for the last couple of days here, and appreciate you there, Willie. You take care and let me know how you're making out with what you and I were talking about. Okay, well, we're going to go right up here. We're going to pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's trimming your trigger today on the radar?
Well, two things. One is Kim Jong-un meeting with Putin.
Yep.
And the other, the $6 billion that is being released
yep.
by the United States to Iran.
Is it that ducky?
No, neither are.
No, it's not. What a shame. How did we get ourselves in this mess except for having some moron for a president?
Well, I would argue that taking a wider look, that not only is the Biden administration destroying any kind of law and order here in the United States on a wide berth.
Right.
But he's also destabilizing the world.
Yep. You're right. You're right.
I mean, it's destruction every place you look.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, you're right. You're absolutely right. Kyle, you got something you want to say here real quick?
Well, yeah, the $6 billion, I mean, there is no way, Denise, that we're going to be able, because didn't the administration say, we're going to monitor where this money goes or something like that? I mean, are we fools? Do they really think that?
Well, the money is to be managed by Qatar. And Qatar is just as much of a terrorist haven as Iran is. Let's not forget that the Taliban 5 out of Guantanamo were released. And where did they go?
Qatar. Yep. Sure did. Qatar. Yep.
So absolutely. I would argue now that Iran can have a nuclear weapon sooner than we think.
They already have it for all we know. Yep. All right, here comes the music. So hold that thought, folks, and we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Next hour, chiming in there with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.